Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Markets finished lower today for grains to start the new year, down a penny in the corn, $3.96 and a quarter, still below $4. March didn't even get above $4 today. Beans down 16 cents across the board here. January did not get through $10. In March got down to $10.07. That $10 level will be critical in terms of support. The lowest it got in the past 30 days in March was $9.91. So ultimately, $9.90 to $10 may provide support. Now, wheat futures also weaker today, lower in Kansas City. Kansas City, July, down 12 cents at 623.5. Some of the talk with this cold weather and the new moisture that has been brought to the southern plains could long-term be beneficial to the wheat crop, and that's pushing prices down. Also, maybe not as cold as they originally thought. So both of those things weighing on wheat. Another outside factor having an impact on the grain futures is rail freight. Rail freight has jumped up for grain futures. There was 25,290 carloads of grain in the week ending December 22nd. That was up 18% over the three-year average.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The export report showed 611,000 metric tons of beans. We are looking for 550 to 750. So neutral for beans. Corn, 895,000 on the high end. We are looking for 600 to 800. That did not keep corn from closing lower, but only down a penny. And then wheat futures in the middle of the range at 354,000. We were looking for 200 to 400. There was an announcement of 210,000 metric tons of corn to Japan for 15-16 delivery, so that is having an impact. And then some outside factors playing a huge role in the grain futures is the U.S. dollar index. The U.S. dollar index here to close the week at 91.30 in March. That was up about 70 points on the day. And anytime you get the dollar making a big move, like we've seen over the last couple of months, that's typically negative to commodities based or priced in U.S. dollars. And that will have an effect on our export market. As the dollar goes up, our exports or our commodities cost more to the world. So typically you get a drop in exports. And I think that over the long term, next year or so, we'll begin to see that reflected in the grain prices.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle, 212 higher at 165.67, April of 217 at 164.57. March feeder cattle, 412 higher at 221.45, April of 427 at 222.32. February lean hogs, 10 higher at 81.30, April up 22 at 83.50. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 9.5 at 617, July down 11.5 at 624.25. March Chicago wheat down 8.5 at 581.25. March corn down 1.25 at 395.75. May down 1.25 at 404.5. January soybeans down 16.75 at 1002.5. March down 16 at 1007.5. March cotton 69 lower at 59.58. May down 82 at 60.25. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.